Sorry about that.
Okay.
So yeah, I mean, that sounds like a wonderful place to finish up, actually. Is there, I didn't have any more questions for you, but is there anything you'd like to raise, any overall comments on St. Mary's or anything you'd like to give before we finish up?
Well, I think one thing about St. Mary's, I don't know if this is always the same in every place, but our Department of English has always, to my mind, been very good. Students could, there was a good relationship between those who taught and those who were being taught. I mean, in the early years when I was here, it was marvelous because there was what now are rooms, because we don't have enough space in the place, but we had a good little area where the students could come in and have their lunch. This is English.
Mm-hmm.
And we could go in and sit down and have lunch and chit-chat, you know, back and forth. It was marvelous, absolutely marvelous. In the evening sometimes, you know, the evening classes, people would come in and be in there and you'd go in and talk to them. And they'd be asking you questions about things. They may not have any question about the class you were doing, but, you know, where can I go to university for an MA? Or what's a good place to go? And all those kinds of things were done now. That isn't as easy now because there isn't space.
Mm-hmm.
We really need, if I were an English student and knew what it was like 20 years ago here, I'd say we need to have a place where English students could go in. And it didn't mean that every student in there was English. It could, you know, it could be from any other subject area as well that came in with their friends, you know. But they were great. They really were great places. After you finished class, you could go in there and chit-chat with them, you know. And it was great. I mean, lots of times they wouldn't have a few heavy drinks of stuff. That was allowed as well, you know. There wasn't nobody getting drunk, but, you know, just winning. And it was a good spot where the university life could be real, and people could feel quite happy with their knowledge of the profs, and the profs would have knowledge of some of the students. Well, that guy there is, you know, such and such. And, but you had that as a good reality, you know, for the. And I enjoyed the student body here because they weren't arrogant. One of the things that students weren't arrogant here, they never were, and that was great. I mean, they could ask questions about things, and sometimes you felt they might have been more more asking than they were, you know. But they felt so so simple in a way, you know. And they were lovely people, and I really loved the students here. They were just from simple life. They weren't from high, rich existence.
Mm-hmm.
Most of our students are middle class or even lower middle class. I had some students here whom I had to let them know that their education was so poor that they had to really, really get on it. You know, get at doing what they were doing here.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes people wouldn't do that. They'd give them, you know, a B minus, you know, thing, which really didn't deserve a B minus. Probably, if it was really, it was probably something like a B plus or something. But you had to tell the person that, look, you might get out of here with a degree, but you're not going to have anything.
No.
You've got to start learning something, and you're going to have to really be worthy of a B plus or an A. You know, these things are really going to have to be earned. I know that there are people who gave gave degrees because they didn't want to have a row over it. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So just let this person go by, and that was pretty awful. Sometimes what I would do is pull someone aside and say, look, your English is horrible.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're going to have to really, really pull yourself up and do much better in the get the time in. If you need another week for that exam, for that paper you're going to hand in, or another 2 weeks so that it'll be well written, do it. You know, take it, take that time, but don't pass it something that's not worth anything. But I, as I say, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it here very much.
And, good stuff.
Try to add some more money so that we'll have a good Irish program here.
That's good. Well, it sounds like we'll have a good legacy.
Very good. Yeah.
Thank you very much, Dr. Byrne.
Thank you.